Hello, and welcome to this podcast from AWM Pioneers. We're a mission agency with a focus on reaching people of the Arab world with the gospel. In these recordings, we're interviewing some of our workers about their experiences over 2020. We hope you enjoy hearing their stories and are as inspired as we were. Jessica, it's really good to see you again. Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Jessica. I'm in my early 30s and I live and serve in the UK. Prior to my current role as team coordinator for a UK city team, I was a mobiliser for the Loughborough office.
Right. So you're based in the UK. So I would guess things have changed a little during this year. What sort of thing were you doing earlier in the year before lockdown happened?
So our team launched in September 2019, which gave us roughly about 5 months before the pandemic hit. Which wasn't really long enough to establish a normal. However, lots of our ministry is done through education. So whether that be teaching English as a foreign language or homework clubs or visiting people in their homes to help the kids with homework. We're doing a lot of one-to-one visits, so visiting different families with other team members and with volunteers. Sadly, we can't do that anymore. So yeah, things have changed.
They've changed quite a lot, haven't they? So your day must look completely different now.
Probably now. What are we? 11 months into the new... 10 months into the pandemic-ish?
Long time in.
Who knows what time it is anymore. But basically, things have changed. Things are beginning to regulate again, which has been quite nice. I'm not sure whether that's because we've just adjusted as much as we need to. But during the height of the first lockdown, kind of from March through to July, everything was online. So there was very little face-to-face interaction at all. All our classes moved online through the education projects that we work with. But we also had the opportunity as a team to set up our own classes, which allowed us to throw the net wider. So we invited some refugees to join our WhatsApp group for English classes. So we probably invited around 20, 25 people. And we asked them to invite their friends if they were interested. By the end of the weekend, we had 150 people in the WhatsApp group.
Can you say that again? 150,
yeah, which was wonderful. But then we had to kind of work out what we were going to do with 150 of them.
I can imagine.
So we, during the kind of summertime, we ran around 10 classes a week, with roughly an attendance of about 6 or 7 per class,
which is manageable, isn't it?
It's a nice number. It was a lovely number, and it was really lovely just to have that wider connection and be able to say, you know, as believers in Christ, we're really glad that you're here and we want to help you and we want to integrate you into society by teaching you English. So yeah, that's kind of what it looked like for most of kind of spring into summer. And then September hit, and because schools opened again, we were allowed to teach face to face. So that's continued, and it has been a welcome break from Zoom.
Yes. So it's changed, but it's swung back again. But have the numbers stayed pretty similar?
So on our team English classes online, they've kind of, a lot of those have fizzled because our team members and our volunteer teachers, and some of them have gone back to work, but also most of the students' lives returned to some form of normality, so the kids were no longer at home all the time and no longer sleeping in until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So they had to establish a routine again, and it was hard for them to fit in those classes. But when our English classes started face to face through the projects that we teach in, numbers were good. Numbers have kind of steadied out. So we're seeing around the same number of people. But it's really interesting because they're all probably around 90% of them are different. They're new. So they're people who arrived during the pandemic or just before the lockdown. So it's been kind of fun to make some new connections and to meet some new people.
Yeah. So, in a way, the pandemic has seemed to come up with new opportunities for you that perhaps you didn't have before.
Very much so. It gave us the opportunity to kind of step back and to look big picture. Because in the day to day, you can get so caught up into individuals' lives and individual problems. And although we as a team welcome the average opportunity to get involved in individuals' lives and to share the gospel with individuals, It's sometimes nice to have that opportunity to step back and say, okay, who are we reaching? Why are we reaching them? What do we need to reach them? And what do they need to adjust to life here? So we welcome that opportunity and kind of used it to our advantage.
Sounds quite incredible how you've been able to make the most of these opportunities at the moment. And you're still able to reach out locally then, as you were saying.
Yes. So we still have our kind of community education projects running. So as long as government guidance allows the projects to open, we'll continue to volunteer there and have our face seen in the community and make local connections that way. Sadly, home visits are limited. I personally bubbled with my Arabic teacher, so I get to spend some time with her, which is great, and with her kids. But on the whole, we try to restrict visiting to essential visits and emergencies only. So everything else is done either outside. So I had to invest in a good winter coat because it's freezing. But being able to go to parks and walk with people and do conversation classes outdoors or else through the education projects that we have.
Brilliant. So has your Arabic really improved during the last few months?
No, not at all. She speaks English much better than I do Arabic. And in the midst of a pandemic, it is definitely all about being understood. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Have you got any encouraging stories of any people that you can tell us about?
Probably one of my most encouraging stories recently has been from a young lady who is from the Arabian Gulf. Her and her family arrived here during lockdown. So they haven't known our city outside of the pandemic, which is kind of sad. But her and her mum attend one of my classes and she attends some extra tuition with me. And just 2 weeks ago during class, she decided to tell me that she really wanted to learn about the local religion in the area because she wanted to understand where people came from. So I told her that I follow Jesus and that I read a holy book. And she asked, could she read it with me? And now she's under 18, so I had to say, you know, ask your mum, and if she says it's okay, send me a text. So as part of our team strategy, we sometimes put out like social media statuses to see if people are interested in more than the community development stuff. So later on that week, I had put out a text or a WhatsApp status that said, if you're interested in finding out more about Jesus, or you love him and want to meet other people who do, and improve your English, let me know. So this young girl responded to that too and said, yes, I want to do this as well. And I said, but you really need to get your mum to contact me because we can't do this unless she does. And I assumed she'd forgotten or her mum had said no because I hadn't heard anything. And at our class the next week, her and her mum arrived and her mum said, I forgot to tell you. With my daughter and the Jesus stuff, that's no problem. I am happy for her to read and I would like to come too.
Wow.
So as we say, inshallah, we will start Bible study this weekend. So that's really exciting.
Fantastic. That is really exciting. That's brilliant. So moving on a little bit. So we're thinking about your team now.
Mm-hmm.
If there was someone who was interested in joining your team, what sort of thing would you be looking for?
Past the obvious fact of a Christian and called to mission, I think the biggest thing would be flexibility, especially in the midst of a pandemic. I've always been semi-flexible, but this has even stretched me to my absolute limits. Working within two cultures is really, really, really difficult. So we try to run our programs and our outreach in the Western culture, but yet we're trying to meet people within a Middle Eastern context and culture. And those often collide. And 90% of the time, nothing goes to plan. And even, you know, things that we prepare don't necessarily go to script. And I think just having that ability to adjust and to, I guess, just go where God is leading. Because quite often we have an agenda, but yet God's agenda is so much better and so much bigger, but yet we miss it.
Yeah.
So just being able to be flexible and to, I'm not going to say don't get frustrated, because inevitably you will get frustrated. But just being able to take those frustrations to the Lord and kind of say, okay, this is what you did and I'm going to see your hand in it. Yeah, it's probably the biggest thing that we would require. On a practical level, we'd love some more English teachers. They would be really helpful. So flexible English teachers would be great.
That sounds really good. So flexibility is a big one, but English teachers a definite need there. We'll see what we can do.
Thanks.
So as we finish, so how can we pray for you, Jessica, and for the people among whom you're working?
I think for me and the team, we hope to receive some international teammates at the beginning of 2021. So prayer that we would receive them well and figure out how to do that in the midst of the ongoing coronavirus. And also just prayer for special protection. Because as much as we have these good stories and there's Bible studies happening and there's daily opportunities to engage with Muslims and to share faith with them, I think it's fair to say that the devil doesn't like it. We sometimes feel poked and prodded and trampled on and flattened. So spiritual protection in light of that would be good. And then for the people that we work with, just that the Lord would prepare their hearts and that he would open their eyes to see who Jesus really is. He's brought lots of people to our city and we could spend lots of time with all of them. But just that he would guide us to the people that he's at work in and help us to see where he's at work. And that he would just help them to see Jesus for who he really is.
That's brilliant. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you.